How's your barley doing?
Can I have a quick look?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Report back.
No, I'm just, it won't be long. Oh, it's not cooked, I can tell you that for a fact.
It was burning a minute ago.
Yeah, burning, but not cooked.
Graham is cooking barley for some unbeknown reason. On today's episode of the 316 podcast, welcome back, everyone. Graham, how's it going?
Well, not great. I just burnt my barley.
Is it burnt? Is it undercooked? What's going on with your barley?
Well, I've got it in a pan.
Yes.
And I've put some boiling water. Well, it's not boiling yet.
Oh, I'm bored of talking about the barley. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking, as always, for 3 minutes and 16 seconds on a topic as chosen by you, except we don't have any user-suggested topics yet, so go down to the comments and leave your own topic suggestion. But we've got some random ones to keep us going for now. Graham, number between 1 and 21, please.
Let's hope it's not barley.
What does that even mean? Barley isn't a number, Graham. Get your head in the game.
No, it could... 7-1. Anyway, right. The number, I'd say, is 16.
Number 16. Oh, you like this one. This is a good topic.
Go on.
And we're starting the clock now. Today's topic is... Get to the chopper!
Yeah,
get to the chopper is today's topic. It's not really much of a topic, but... You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's the man.
Did you see that video where he's pranking people in that museum, not museum, but the waxworks, where he's pretending to be wax?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I instantly just want to stop doing the podcast and go watch that.
I'll send it to you afterwards. But, I mean, I don't know how people don't figure it, because he is looking a bit older now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, people just kind of stand next to him, and then, like, he's dressed as Terminator, and he put his arm around them. Like when they're not looking, and then he'd be like, "Can I help you?" And then they'll leg it.
Oh my god, that would like make my life if that happened to me. So, I would be over the moon. I'm like such a huge Arnold Schwarzenegger fan.
Yeah,
I love everything about him. You tell you what, go onto his Wikipedia page and just read about how he came to be as successful as he was. The guy is brilliant. He was a millionaire before he ever became a film star.
Yeah, no, I read the story.
Yeah, the guy is just brilliant. Just everything about him just screams success and awesomeness. And, I grew up in the 80s and 90s watching all the kind of, like, Commando and all those kind of action movies. And I was just in awe of him. I still am.
Yeah, incredible character. You know, actually, here's a funny fact for you.
Go for it.
In Hercules in America, right?
Yeah.
This was before his English enunciation was particularly good. They actually overdubbed his whole voice with an actual American speaker.
Yes, I did know that, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that is interesting. Also, when he was filming Hercules and he signed on to do Terminator, he honestly didn't think the movie was going to be that good. In an interview, I think he was with David Letterman or someone, and they said, why are you wearing those motorcycle boots? And he went, oh, I've just gotten off the set from some crappy film I'm shooting.
Really?
And he was talking about Terminator, yeah. Another interesting fact, O.J. Simpson was nearly cast as the Terminator.
No.
But he was turned down because nobody could believe that he'd be an emotionless killer.
Really?
They didn't think that audiences would connect with him properly.
No way.
Yeah, that's a weird fact, isn't it?
That's mad.
Yeah.
Saying that, is OJ particularly big? I forget.
I think he is, yeah.
I guess so. If you.
It was so big that you couldn't get gloves to fit him. But yeah, so there you go. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is our honorary celebrity of the episode.
Oh, legend. Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Love him.
Well,
my dad.
Sorry?
Wish he was my dad.
I hope dad isn't listening to this.
Well, no, I don't mean like that. I mean, like, you know, as far as a father figure could go, that isn't your actual father.
True.
Pretty wicked.
But we're out of time. So head on over to the316.podbean.com to listen to more episodes and see the show notes. Graham, catch you next time.
Later.